This is part one in a series I've decided to do to address the language barriers between our fine international members here at ATS. And I have chosen French as the first language lesson in this series. And the reason that I did that is that French constitutes the most frightening language to the English speaker. The reason that it is the scariest language is it uses the same alphabet. If you look over into the Asian countries, China, Japan, they use little pictures. And when you see those, you know right away you're in strange country. And so you don't have a clue what it is you're looking at or how to say it. It's really not frightening. It's just eye-opening. Even when you move over to Cyrillic, they've got letters backwards, they've got letters joined together like Siamese twins. There is a hint right off the bat that you're in strange country. But you get over to French, and they are using the very same alphabet as the rest of us. Every once in a while they throw that little mark over the E, but it's almost like somebody accidentally did that, so we can excuse that. But it's the same alphabet, only we find out it's used totally different. That's very, very scary. So, with that said, we begin our first language lesson in French. Bonjour. He walked up to me and said, bonjour. I said, solit tout le monde. When we got through talking, he said, au revoir. So now you have your hello and goodbye down. Voila. He said, give me the evidence. And I said, voila. Eiffel Tower. Everybody knows about the Eiffel Tower. It's in Paris. It's great. The Eiffel Tower is tall. Swaven de Bonner. That man who was the maitre d' at Arnold's was Swaven de Bonner. Pate. We had some pate on crackers and I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Won't be doing that again. Fleur de lis. The fleur de lis has three petals. No more, no less. Get it right. Louvre. We saw Manet's blurry-eyed crap at the Louvre. I was not impressed. Bordeaux. We don't like Bordeaux, but we do like Pinot Noir. I like that Pinot Noir. Dom Pérignon. And so when we're speaking of drinking, I just have to say, even though I'm not a big fan of Chap Pagny, speaking of drinking, we had a really good Dom Pérignon blank-de-blank champagne. I'd do that again. Horse de ovaries. We had the horse de ovaries before the entry arrived. That Swaven de Bonner maitre d' brought it. And he was very nice. He was a little pompous, but he was very nice. Raisin d'eater. His raisin d'eater was getting drunk. And I got to tell you something. I didn't share this raisin d'eater, and it became a burden before the trip was over. We won't go any further. Dijawar. The soup Dijawar was vichy sois. I didn't like it. Bourgoussi. The French Bourgoussi seemed to really lord it over the lower class, and as far as I'm concerned, that's mean. Coup d'etat. That was one violent coup d'etat that took place in Vietnam. Beret. Green beret. He wore a green beret when he served in Vietnam. Escargot. Escargot is actually really snails, and this is probably going to really surprise you, but it's real good. So try the escargot. And then for our Cajun French people, if or for French people who are coming over to visit in the New Orleans area, which is really the New Orleans area, Lagniappe. I gave them a little Lagniappe on the side. Please, don't tell Springer about that. Okay, that concludes the French lesson, part one of the language series here at ATS, Bridging the Gap Between Our Great Membership. Thank you.